Our locker room chats continue tonight on KNCA. We're talking Perry LeCompton hoops, and we're joined by the girls' coach, Joey Franzetta, for a few minutes, brought to you by Heinen Repair and First State Bank. Coach, no midweek game this week. You've had a little bit of time after the JCN tournament last week. You guys are able to get a win against Valley Falls in that final game of that tournament, but you played teams like Jefferson County North, also ACCHS along the way. So, you know, we'll kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of maybe some of these games, but just what were the key takeaways maybe from your team's performance in that midseason tournament last week?
I thought it was really good to us. The last two games against ACCHS and Valley Falls, we were down a starter with some illness. So it was kind of good to see us kind of bounce back. But, you know, I mean, I think as you know, and everyone who's been listening around, I think they all kind of know that's kind of the story of our season right now. We've kind of been, I don't want to say makeshift lineups, but I mean, this kid goes out and then this kid goes out and this kid's sick. So, it was good. It was good to kind of see our girls, persevere. And obviously when we, you know, when we beat Valley, I told the girls after the game, like, out of all the teams I've ever coached, and this is the team that deserved one more so than any other team. I mean, they've just been right there all season, and they've dealt with a lot of things, which most of them are totally out of their control. So it was good to just see them get one, see them excited. So, you know, hopefully we can take that momentum and use it to our advantage moving forward.
Yeah, you still got a few weeks here left before we get to the postseason, but I just kind of wanted to ask you about just kind of dealing with this particular roster. I mean, you lose, you know, a couple of your only upperclassmen to injuries. I know that's been, you know, tough to deal with. Of course, the girls you lost last year, and a lot of these girls are underclassmen, freshmen and sophomore, really getting their first taste, you know, at the varsity level. Obviously for you and your coaches, that seems to be a challenge, but just kind of navigating this particular roster here in 24 and 25, what's that been like?
I mean, it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult, but it's not difficult because it's like we're putting ourselves in bad situations or anything like that. It's just difficult because, you know, I think I said it a few times before. I mean, we're relying on, you know, kids that aren't even 15 years old yet to do some pretty major things for us. But you know, I think the bigger thing is it goes back, kind of to some of our leadership. Sophie Scrimshire's been really awesome for us this year, leadership wise. Obviously she was out, you know, two of those games last week at the JCN tournament. So, I mean, it's kind of nice because you have some other kids that are, you know, throwing into different roles. I mean, I think Devin Aldrich did a fantastic job of stepping up, not only play wise, but, you know, just the little leadership things, the things that she does to keep on the bench and, keep everyone engaged. I think she did a really nice job. But then, you know, then even you take a step further back. I mean, we look at our sophomore class. We only had one sophomore play and that was Charlie Blosser. And I mean, she's a kid that played, started some a little bit for us last year. And, you know, this season just hasn't had, you know, for whatever reason, just hasn't had a good season. But, you know, I think she's done a really good job these last couple weeks of kind of getting back on track. So hopefully whenever we start kind of putting our pieces back together, you know, we have some confidence. I think Charlie's probably one of our most important players because she can really shoot the lights out when she's on. So, you know, so I think it was good. I mean, it's been challenging because, you know, it's been challenging because obviously you want a big roster. You want some continuity and things like that. But, you know, when you're dealt the hand that we've been dealt, I mean, we can sit here and complain and stuff, but I mean, the girls' attitudes have been great. They're a fun group to coach. They're a really fun group to coach. You know, and you just got to go back and kind of get a little bit better every day, whether that's in the game or practice or wherever it is. So, you know, I'm sure people look at our record and they're kind of like, oh, you're 2-12 or whatever we are. But, you know, I think this is out of my 4 years here at Perry, this has been the most improved roster I've seen from day one to basically kind of near the end of the season. So it's been fun. It's been a challenge, obviously, but, you know, they're a fun group. And I think the future is looking really, really bright. Obviously getting a lot of kids playing time early on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you mentioned good young players. A team that also has some good young players is Royal Valley. And that's going to be your opponent coming up on Friday on the road. You know, they're long, they're athletic. They really like to switch things up defensively throughout the course of a game. And they got multiple girls who can get it done both inside and out. You know, the challenge is taking on this Royal Valley team and kind of the expectations for your matchup tomorrow night.
Well, I think you must have gotten a copy of my scouting report. I'm pretty sure everything that you just said is pretty verbatim on what I said. But I mean, kind of like you said, the thing that really sticks out to me about them is, is kind of like what you said. They're versatile. I mean, they have just three of the most athletic kids in our league, and they put them up there in a 1-3-1 or whatever. And man, that's a lot of space to try to cover and get around. And they do a really good job of translating their defense and turning it into points on offense. They're really, really good in transition. So, I mean, obviously got to find a way to take care of the ball, keep them out of transition. It's like what you said earlier too, then they can kill you in a lot of different ways. I mean, they're a true team that you got to guard. You got to guard everything. It's not like you can just take away this one kid or take away this one action. I mean, you got to be able to guard everything. So, I think we'll be up for the challenge. I mean, when you get to this part of the year, and I know every coach and every team's going to be like this. I mean, you've seen almost every defensive team can throw at you. You're going to see almost every offensive team can run against you. So, it's just going to be making those little adjustments to what their personnel is and, doing the things that you need to do game plan wise to be successful.
There it is. Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us off the JCN tournament last week. A little bit extra time off this week. Cause will be on the road at Royal Valley tomorrow night. Coach, can't thank you enough, and we'll get back to you next week. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.